Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions at the DriveCentric headquarters, where it's basically like Disney World for a bunch of kids that want to be able to come have some fun, get some work done. And you should be here. I mean, there's literally a busload of people that are here. But we are Brewing Solutions with this guy right here, the one,
the only, Zach McVicker!
What's going on, brother?
Let's have some fun, man. We're going to bring some energy. This thing's kicked off already. There's already been some great speakers. Everybody from Glenn. We had Ashley. We had Carlo. They were up there doing some great, great topics, talking about what it takes to be successful in today's world. You know, and with DriveCentric, obviously they have a great CRM, but what they're trying to do is bring value and trying to get every one of these dealers to see that the digital age is where it's at. How we communicate with our customers is even more important. There's so many different ways to skin this cat, but DriveCentric brings you so many different ways. So that's why we're here, man. And I'm excited to have you here. I see that you got a little skin in the game. You're one of the sponsors here, brother. It's awesome to see that, Mr. Onboardian himself.
Try. No, it's just try to be a part of something great, right? And that's exactly what DriveCentric is bringing here. Plus, you get in the bathroom just by waving your hand in front of the little light.
I mean, this place is crazy. This is incredible. So help understand those that don't know and want to make sure that we do highlight you and what it is that you're brewing out there, because we're always looking for the best beans to brew with. And of course, energies find energies. If you're some good baristas, you're going to find the right beans to be able to put on the show. And there's some incredible things that are kicking off here, but you're kicking off the very first interview that we have here at DriveCentric this week. And so help us understand a little bit more about you, what it is that you do, your company. Let the world know.
Well, before you do that, I mean, I'm going to let you pour out your heart. But before we do, I just want to let you know, he's only on the show because he beat us yesterday. It was a bet. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, yesterday we played some pickleball. We got down. Lou and I don't want to admit it, but we lost a 2-1. They got us, right?
And so, they're like pro tennis players.
Man, these guys were hitting balls over the net like what? I'm not used to playing pickleball players that have that type of wrist action. So it's a lot of fun. I can't wait to play you guys and get some get back, right? Whether it's today or anytime, we're going to get that get back. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And I love that because the first thing he said this morning was, how'd you sleep last night? So I love that about this guy. So anyway, brother, let's talk about the business. What brought you here? What's going on? Tell us a little bit about Onboardium.
Now, Def, I'm actually a part of a pickleball club, just so you guys know. Yeah. And so.
Oh, wow. Of course you are. Of course he is.
Well,
at least you're trying to make us feel better. I appreciate that.
I'm just trying to make friends, man. No, I appreciate it, guys. And tell you this, in full disclosure, I've been wanting to be on this podcast for a long time. I usually don't even drink coffee that much.
What?
But I slammed an espresso just to get my adrenaline up, match your guys' energy. So I tried to do what I could there.
Well, that's awesome to hear, man. And I'm glad that you're here drinking some coffee, because he did. He was in here. He's like, man, he... He had to excuse himself a few times because, I mean, I'm not used to drinking as much coffee, but I'm here with the Car Guy Coffee crew. Got to get a little bit of that coffee in there.
Right? Oh, I love it, man. No, guys, I appreciate it. No, just like I said, just trying to be a part of the solutions that we're bringing to this industry. And so for us anyway, Onboardium, you know, being in the retail operations almost my entire career, I just thought there was always so much complexity in technology, really not a great solution for setting our people up for success, which is also setting our business up for success. And so for us, we're an all-in-one operating system. And so everything from onboarding to training and development, to coaching, to communication, to documents and resources and engagement. We developed one custom platform with everything in it, first mobile first focus.
You're doing some amazing things. I love that you talked about everything from the onboarding process further, man. And that's the key. Like, a lot of people are missing that part of their business. They have a idea of what they want, but they don't have a definitive process for that, right? So they just come here and say, here, let me throw you guys against the wind and see what happens, right? And obviously that's not something that you guys are about. You guys are helping change that. You guys are transforming that and bringing it to the digital age. Tell us a little bit more about that, because you actually got me interested about this a little bit more, because I didn't realize how deep that went into with all the different products that you have available inside that.
Yeah, no, I think, like I said, growing up in the retail operations, I mean, I started selling cars right out of high school.
Wow.
Life started early for me.
Now I like you even more, bro. I like you even more.
But I mean, think about it. It's like we really throw our people to the wolves, but I think it's not necessarily because we don't want to set them up for success. It's just the fact that we've never had a great solution. I feel like
that's the way we were taught, and that's the way they taught us, right? You know, and maybe we were successful, but that's not the way to the future is. And matter of fact, the way that the next generation, in which we actually should have had, and if we would have had, we probably would have been even more proficient, right? I think that it's great that you're doing this. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I
love your passion.
This is your guys' show. What are you talking about? You can interrupt whatever you want to.
The brew is you right now, my friend, especially because of that jacket. This jacket, he knew exactly what
jacket. As soon as he walked in, I was like, oh, man, I didn't bring the nicer ones. He brought the nicer ones this time.
Got a little bit of that macchiato flow, a little bit of that cappuccino with the blue. I'm like,
CEO, just saying. I love it, man. You look great, man. You know, when you look good and you feel good, things tend to be better. You tend to do a little bit more. People actually pay attention a little bit more too. So it's pretty amazing how that feels.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think that's the thing is like we forget all these things that, especially the further you get away from the floor, right, where you first started. So I think with the people that are in the auto space, if you think back to when you first started selling cars, like your first day. And this is something that I ask every general manager when I first sit down and talk with them is like, you know, think about the first day you started selling cars and what was it like? And they all first, they start laughing. They first chuckle and they laugh. You're like, yeah, I was kind of crazy. And so that's exactly though. It's like, when are we going to change the way that we do things? Just because we've done it for the same way forever, it's like, when are we going to start doing things different to expect different results? And so the onboarding is that. It makes it easier.
I think the business was insane for a long time, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. But, you know, I'll be honest, though, and it's not a fault. Listen, folks, old school, new school doesn't matter. We all get into a rhythm of things where we get comfortable. You know, Glenn Lindy said it this morning, talked about being uncomfortable. It's something that Lou and I talk about quite a bit with our staffs that we train, is that the only way you grow is when you're uncomfortable. It's just like Glenn said, you're actually most comfortable right before you die.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved. And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
And that's because you're not growing anymore. And that's when you're it. That's it. Actually, you're not. You're dying. And that's where you don't want to feel that way. You want to feel alive. And the only way you feel alive, it's like that roller coaster drop, is that uncomfortability. But that's why it's important that you look at these new technologies out there and these new ways of training your sales staff and getting them prepared for this new world that we have. What we did is not the same. I'm telling you, I don't care. I can learn all this stuff. I'm a solutionary. That's what I do. But what we learned today and how we sell cars today and how we help people purchase cars today, I should say, is so different. So the way that we onboard has to be different because we want to look for different people to help those people. We don't want the old slimy salesperson anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong, they'll still sell you 20 cars, but what's the repeat business going to look like 10 years from now? It's not going to be great. What you're going to see today is that people communicate differently. So we have to onboard them communicating with them right off the rip that way, even training them the way that we want them to communicate with people. So getting digital, reaching out to somebody like Zach and his business right now with onboarding is the best way to honestly get at least an edge, get some education on how to get there, right?
Mm. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's not like, I mean, you everything, nobody knows anything until they learn it. I truly believe that.
That's facts. So facts. Everything, even walking. Mm-hmm. Everything we did, eating, walking, talking.
And there's something with that because there's no matter what age we're in, no matter what generation we are, there's the law of first impressions. And
I love that.
This law is generally what it is that you shape your thoughts about things. Well, we've been doing it since we were kids, right? Whenever we first saw the movie, whenever we first read the book, right? You have a hard time watching the movie if you've read the book and it doesn't line up with the book because your first impression of the movie was the book.
That's right.
And then vice versa. Now you watch the movie, then you try to read the book. But that law of first impression, this is something that plagues the employment side of the business, the people that we bring in, how impressed they are with how we actually take them and show them. This generation, I love them. I mean, we've raised kids that are adults making kids. And being able to give them the opportunity to figure out how to solve problems by being empowered, how to find their way by being able to give them a pathway is the same thing that we need to do with employees that come to us, and being able to say, this is the direction you're supposed to go. And what is it that you want to do with this path that you have? How do you want to make this yours? And we lose, I feel like, so many people in that, trying to get them into our process, into our flow. Tell us a little bit more on the onboarding flow and what it is that you've done to reduce some of the friction involved in making people have those encounters where they're like, you know what, never mind, I don't even want this. You know, I'm good to go on either side. But tell us a little bit more on the onboarding side.
Yeah, it started really when I was a general manager running an operation, and I started building it with my people. Like that's simply where it started. Is I brought people together throughout the dealership in different areas, and I just sat them down. I was like, what do we need to fix? What do we need to change? Because our people have the answers. They truly
they do.
I mean,
100% answers in the house.
That's exactly right. And so where it started was I realized that they actually wanted to know where to park. Like, it's so simple, but it's like, those are the things. And so what I built in the platform was, from very first day, you know, where do I park as an employee? But very first thing is, it's like, hey, thank you for being a part of what we have here. Like,
bingo.
You matter.
Bingo.
And as simple as we don't realize how impactful that is to somebody feeling like they made the right decision. And that's really what it is now whatever it is that we want to teach them or show them, the onboarding path is you can build that. And because every dealership is different, right? Mm-hmm. And so they can now customize that for themselves and what their operations are. But the biggest thing also is, like, you think about experience.
Yep.
And what is experience when it comes into focusing on as a salesperson? Is it going through like enough situations where we now feel confident where we can handle the situations? And that's where the role playing comes in. And so we've developed the technology where they can now practice on real life situations before they have to actually face them. And so, trying to change the way that we really set our people up for success.
I mean, it just, to me, like you said, it's just listen to your people. And it, to me, a lot of that sounds like it should just already been happening this whole time, right? Doesn't that sound crazy? Like, this isn't normal for automotive. One of the highest paying jobs you can get, one of the biggest industries in the world, yet our staffs are not trained that way. Our staffs are just literally, like we talked about earlier, like when we first started, we were thrown to the wolves. You know, some of us were blessed that we had some good leadership there, that as we were getting OJT on the job training, we were able to pick some things up. They were loading our lips. We were using it. We didn't even know how it was working, but it was working, right? But it was a blessing, but it was fun. But we were coached through it, and they were explaining things. And then as we earned it, as we would say, we earned opportunity for them to explain things. So at first it was just do. And then we explained why. I think the thing today that we need to change, and what you're trying to help, is giving them the why, but also giving them a process that is clear. You got to check these things off before you could even touch somebody on my lot, before mm-hmm. you could even pick up a phone. And it's not because we want you to abide by what we wanted you to do as leadership. No, it's because we want you to be as successful as possible. And if we're able to provide people instant success, at least give them the tools right up front instead of waiting till later and trying to load them with tools slowly but surely, it's going to change their life. They're going to feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. They got that welcome video. They got that welcome message. Whatever it is that they have, they start from that. And you continue that instead of saying we're going to provide training and then literally don't, which is what most dealerships do. They're we're going to get you ready. But here, they're going to make sure you're patient. Even if you think you're ready, they're going to make sure you are. And that's something that's super important to do. And I think whether you have onboarding, which I suggest you all listen to what he has to say and give yourself a demo of it at least and understanding what it is. But if you're at least have something. If you're not doing anything right now, or if you're just throwing them to the wolves, like 90% of you dealers out there, this is probably a really close statistic. If you're doing that right now, just change that one thing when you put new people in. It's hard to hire people now. It's hard to retain them. But if you do this, your retention goes way up. You're more likely to hire people because they're going to hear about you. So be different.
Heck yeah. The flow of keeping somebody inside of our company. We see it so often.
Jake McCracken says,
Zach! What's up, Jake?
Yeah, what's going on, Jake? But there's this systematic rhythm that we can get in inside of our business that can keep us thumping. It's very, very easy, though, for us to go back to the familiar.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
It's very, very easy for us to do what seems to be easier to us if we don't have something kind of guiding us. Mm-hmm. And now we don't have the excuses. We can actually do it better than it's been done for us before. We can give the example of which way to go, because being able to lean into the why of the people that are coming to us. Why did you find us? Why are you here?
That's right.
What is your motivations? If we don't fuse ourselves to that and then give them the how, then there's never going to be the actual output that we want or fulfillment, because we're looking for more than just doing business, right? We want people to be fulfilled and be who it is that they're supposed to be. And what is it that you think, or your flow would be, on seeing how people actually find their groove, being able to be put on the right launching pad? Because if you don't have the right springboard, well, you're not going to really do the jump, right? If you were an Olympic athlete, you can't jump that high without that springboard. It's critical that you hit it the right way. What is it that you've seen as far as the difference between what we've once known to what this has been able to do for people?
I think that that's a great question, honestly. It's really one of the, I guess it's kind of, to answer your question, one of the greatest compliments I feel like I've ever received as I was a general manager with an operation is like a customer comes in and tells me they can feel a culture. They can feel like it's different. It was, because when we drive our business with our focus on our people and we create that environment, and it's a little bit of what we were talking about earlier, you know, you have to create that environment where our people know that we want to understand what their creativity they bring to the table. We have to explain and create the environment to tell our people that they're going to mess up. But it's like, how do you do that, right? And it's kind of like just like our children and teaching our children. We got to create these safe environments where they can mess up, because one, that is a part of the growth trajectory, right? That is a part of the process. And so that's where now we've created this environment, the system where they can go through that, but it doesn't now impact our business negatively. It's not practicing on our customers that if we're trying to create a customer experience, like a very different customer experience, then we got to do things different. And again, I just attest it to great mentors, the people that I worked with. And it's like, I feel like I consider myself one of the best learners in the room. It's because I've learned a lot. I know a lot, I feel like, but more importantly, what else can I know? Like, what else can I learn? And that's where we have to ask more questions. And so more than anything, I would say, get beside your people. Sit down with them, ask them questions on what's going on, and put our egos to the side. Because I think that's historically been one of the biggest challenges, is we've seen things done in a certain way time and time and time again. And so we feel, honestly, uncomfortable challenging a different way. And it's like, man, if we can just get vulnerable and understand that that's not a position of weakness, but it's a position of strength, your people will show you the way. Your people will give you the biggest priorities that you need to focus on. And those are the most impactful areas, in my opinion, anyway, that we can improve our business. And so it's that. It's a system that makes it easier for the leader to do that with their people and give their people, and leveraging them to really inspire each other.
Yes. Come on. That's
right. I mean,
did you hear that?
Listen, y'all. I think I found my new best friend, right? So honestly, you know, what you're speaking here is truth. And I love that you found a solution for a problem that is lingering and been lingering, right? Y'all need to hear this loud and proud. Onboarding is here. The demo is free. The conversation costs you nothing. But if you call him and you talk to them, you talk to somebody there, it could change your life. It could be the difference between you having a staff that's kind of flip-floppy over the next 5 years, or you having a staff that grows and gains momentum and ultimately traction, and you're just constantly ahead ahead in your current market right now. And that's the big thing, market share, folks. You guys want to get in that market. If you're an independent dealer, you want to be killing that pre-owned cars. If you're a new car dealer, you want to be getting that market share, not just of your brand, but of every car. I want to sell more cars than anyone. I want everybody, right? But how you do that is your people. It all starts with that. And I love that you said that, and you're making great points here, is that without getting your people on board, without them taking ownership and feeling like that they're part of the culture and having direction and having a goal for them set every single day that's accounted for, right? Not just, here's a goal, hope you do it. No, it's accounted for. We can go back and check on that. We can see where you're at. We can tell you, hey, you need more of this, or this is something that you're struggling on. We can help you get better here. That's powerful, brother. It's key. Guys, I got the website running at the bottom. Check out the website. I'm telling you, you need to go to this website. If you're struggling with your staff, which if you're not, you're lying.
Tell us your secrets.
Yeah, I got to know. And you need to call him, and you guys need a mastermind of business together, right?
So Jake says it boils down to prioritizing your people. We spend millions on inventory, thousands on marketing, and so many hesitate to invest in training and support for their team. Oh, my goodness, Jake, you are definitely speaking our language.
Thank you for being here today and dropping some great nuggets like that.
Heck yeah.
We got Troy Shear.
What's going on, Troy? What's happening? Welcome to the party.
So great when the team is built on trust. Amen to that. And it starts right at the beginning. The way you onboard people is how they're going to trust your business, period. This is so simple. It's like the clearest path. I mean, honestly, call them.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. Check them out. But it's critical that we do set each other up for success. I mean, we spoke about it a little bit earlier, the professionalism inside of our industry. That we keep getting to a spot where we have really made sure that we put the right technician underneath a vehicle. But we really haven't made sure that we keep the right professional doing our business. We've just kept such a lower mark. Glenn spoke about it today, that lower mark. Let's just aim at the 10 equals a salesperson model that's been since 1973. This is the model that they came out with. Well, that hasn't changed much. But we do recognize that, yeah, we do still have the same plague. We can't keep our people. Our people aren't set up for success. And we keep finding ourselves back around at the same talk again because we didn't prioritize keeping our people and the investment we make in them. You know how easy it is for a person to let a person go that they haven't invested in? Easy. It's very easy. You know how easy it is for somebody to leave that doesn't feel invested in? It's very easy. The detachment's there. But when they feel invested in, it's a little harder to pull away.
It is.
It's a little harder to get away from that. There's a loyalty that's in there. When you invest into, when your leadership really says, I'm here, I'm giving you a piece of my heart, I'm giving you a piece of my mind, my professionalism, I'm trying to give you what it takes to be the professional you want. There's an investment that's there in that time. And it's hard to pull that away. But so many times it's the, what have you done for me lately? What, and then this is that kind of business. Let's just be real. The car business is, what have you done for me lately? And it should be in the side of being sure that you don't find yourself resting on your laurels. You don't find yourself not producing anything new because you feel like you did it already. Well, that's not going to work in my marriage. It's not going to work with my kids. And constantly, as long as I live, I'm invested into those relationships and we can't pull away from each other. It's the same thing inside of our stores, because if we don't keep our people, then we don't keep our customers. If you can't keep our customers, it's because we can't keep our people. 100%. And because of that, being able to give somebody the confidence that they can come into our company, that they're going to be set up for success, and that we're going to be with them every step of the way, that's how we keep a community building together. Mm-hmm. Zach, I love your heart on being able to just see the industry, see the people, and then still give honor to saying, man, it wasn't the time for what it is that's now. And I think that everything that we've seen has all culminated to a spot, to a time where the ears are open for the product that you have now. This could have been very well ignored years back, right?
You're still going to get resistance, but when somebody listens and actually sees the results, and I guarantee you have case studies to show what this works like, and I already know, I guarantee it. There's a reason why you're here today. You know, they don't just let anybody walk in these doors. Right. I'm telling you, I know how dry-centric it is. So that's why I'm impressed by what you did. What I love the most, honestly, and I think for all you dealers and all you general managers out there, this is a car guy. worked in a dealership for how long? How many years?
Almost my entire career. I mean, right out of high school, like I said, selling cars. And so all the way up until taking the leap and just building this company. And that's what it's for. It's for the leaders. I mean, it's like everything that I do inside of the operations. I mean, that's why I built this. It's not just your people, but it starts with you first. And that's like, if I can make it easier for the leaders to be more impactful, then we're going to impact more people.
That's why you're not, this is why you're not pulled away from a car deal. I get it. You're working a deal. You got to appraise a vehicle, all this stuff, right? I get it. But at the end of the day, when he's able to, when this business and the software, the company that he has, what he's trying to develop for you and probably evolving all the time, making it better, I guarantee it, that's how you are. You're a car guy, right? You know, you're a solutionary all day, right? So if you know that.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
This is where it's at, man. It's designed to not have to take away from what you're currently doing. It's just it's to enhance what you're currently doing. But most importantly, once again, it's so your people know that they're loved. Yes. At the end of the day, they know they're loved when they have this type of stuff. A lot of people don't realize how important that is for people. Getting, even though training seems crazy, but when you have a structured training that is current and they know what's going on, and it's not just some rigmarole of bullcrap, you're going to find that people are going to take to it and they're going to grow massively. And they're going to feel a sense of accomplishment. One thing about the military, Lou and I had, we had a process like that. We knew what it took to make our next rank. We knew how long we'd have to do it, what types of stuff we'd have to study, what kind of tests we were getting ready to take, and what we had to be prepared for. They prepared us for this. It was amazing, right? So there was no, unless you completely screwed up, which it's really kind of hard to do in the military in a lot of cases, because they let a lot of stuff go. You have to do some really dumb stuff to get in trouble, but and a lot of people did. But at the end of the day, it's still hard. But at the end of the day, they had a way for you to be able to be successful in this thing. Even if you did have a mark, I've seen people lose rank and still come back and do really well with their career. It's just about learning and then taking what you've learned and then making sure that you don't do it again. Right. Love it, man. You got a great product here, brother. We're excited that you came on the show today. But like I said, it was fun to play pickleball with you. You got to get some of that.
We got to get some more of that. We got to get some more of that. Jean-Paul Guidry, yes, somebody
I'm going to tell you, he's competitive. Pickleball. This guy is competitive. He doesn't play, man. He doesn't play to play. He plays to win.
He did it in dress shoes. Against us. I'm so mad. I told you, Jay-Z was in dress shoes.
I was a little like, okay, that was in dress shoes, and I just got beat. Okay, cool. So
he didn't sweep us, though. No pickles involved.
But they did win. They did win. I give them that. They earned it.
I was ready to go all night.
You guys said it, not me, but hey, I
appreciate you for not bringing it up.
Well, in that, because we want to make sure that we do get over that and we do find our way back to the pickleball court over here at Drive Centric. I mean, they have a pickleball court here. We didn't leave the facility. We went down the hallway and we played pickleball.
That's right.
Okay. In between playing pool right over there. Okay. Pinball down the hall just a little bit. Okay. Brewing some solutions, getting some coffees. It's been incredible over here at Drive Centric. And we are still just on day one.
JP says, bring it. Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you something, JP.
JP.
I already know. JP's phenomenal. He's probably the best pickleball player I've ever seen in person so far. So,
but I'm going to get him one day.
He's phenomenal. He's a lot of fun to play with, too. He's competitive as heck. Don't score a couple times on
him. No mercy.
Be
no
ready
mercy.
To get smacked with that ball.
No mercy.
Times. I love that about him.
That's and, why and there I was. Was we did the little training, the draining game with you yesterday, and we were a little easier at the beginning part, and I heard JP in the back of my mind. No mercy, Lou. Nope, sweep the leg. And we're like, okay, we got to go for it. But we'll definitely get the chance to get that. But in that, we want to make sure that we do wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, get focused on what we got to do, and get ready to fly so that we can keep growing. We're going to drop these F-bombs real quick. We're going to forgive, focus, and fly before we wrap up this show over here in marvelous St. Louis. Here we go. On three, everybody. One, two, three.
Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing. Keep growing.
Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
That's right.
I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy, everybody.
And I'm Frelin, our subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Zach McVicker.
That's right, everybody. We will see you soon. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in. JP, we love you, dog. Talk to you later. We out.